Exclusive, Representative James Comer, Speaker Johnson's staff didn't know why Republicans were investigating Biden's. By Bradley J. on February 25, 2025. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, RKY, explained the numerous obstacles to a successful investigation of the Biden family in an exclusive interview with Breitbart Fight Club Roundtable Sunday. Comer, whose new book All the President's Money, Investigating the Secret Foreign Schemes That Made the Biden Family Rich, details his investigations of the Biden family, spoke to Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe and Peter Schweitzer, the president of the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and a Breitbart News senior contributor, about his findings. The Kentucky congressman revealed how complicit Biden administration officials, personalities and political realities on Capitol Hill, and even the ejection of Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA, limited Congress's ability to investigate wrongdoing in the previous Congress. I would be criticized by a lot of good conservatives because the Bidens weren't put in jail or whatever. But, all I can do is investigate, Comer laid out. We explained in the book that we investigate. But just like a police officer can't send someone to jail, Congress has to go through the Department of Justice. Unfortunately, it was Attorney General Merrick Garland's Department of Justice, and he had no interest in the truth, he continued. The wheels of justice move slowly, and congressional investigators are always working against the clock. Comer said the unnecessary drama of a week's delay in electing McCarthy at the beginning of the 118th Congress, followed by a mid-Congress speaker change, hindered his investigations as well. It took a week to get the speaker elected, in January, he explained. But by that point, we were already over a month behind. And all the stuff that's normally done in the lame duck period leading up to a new term of Congress, that had to be done after the speaker was selected. Although the House Republican Conference formally nominated McCarthy by majority vote soon after the November 2022 election, uncertainty regarding McCarthy's ability to win on the floor held up congressional investigations and other planning for the new Congress. Usually the conference has picked the speaker in November, before you get sworn in January, Comer explained. But once the speaker was elected, then you had to approve a budget. You had to go through and the speaker had to hire his staff when you didn't have a speaker. You know, none of that was filled. So that set us back. Congress later lost almost the entire month of October 2023 after the motion to vacate was successfully used against McCarthy, after which new Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, had to hire his own staff. That was another 3.5 weeks, and then he had to bring in his staff, Comer detailed. And I remember finally meeting with Mike Johnson's new counsel. And they were like, so I know we're investigating the Bidens for something. But I really don't know what, and I about fell out of my chair. Comer added the political realities of Congress can create additional challenges that career bureaucrats do not face. When you put all the firebrands on one committee, that's great, but sometimes it's hard when you do a committee hearing. They want to get their sound bites in. And it's just a lot of obstacles that a normal investigation by the FBI, you wouldn't have to go through, he explained. And I think the book details that and answers a lot of questions that a lot of frustrated conservatives have about the fact that it doesn't seem like the Hillary Clintons or the Joe Bidens ever have to pay a price for their wrongdoing. Comer later praised President Donald Trump, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and FBI Director Kash Patel and shared his hope that those involved in the cover-up of the Biden family crimes would be brought to justice. Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.